People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
464-568. Five people just commenting on the state of Nebraska, as you would assume, of Nebraska football, not the state itself.
The state itself.
The state of Nebraska.
State of
football.
Nebraska.
Yes.
There's no problems there. We've got Pillen. We're fine. We're fine. We've got Pillen here, number one governor in the history of the state.
I love it. I love the political commentary.
Politics all the time.
Let's talk election.
Do you want to talk election,
Jake? Jake?
I'd rather not.
Trump, Harris.
Nobody wants to hear me talk election.
We're getting there, you know, a few weeks away.
Ben's nervous.
It's okay, Ben.
We're not going to go over the line.
But if Trump calls in, take the call. Patch him through. If he calls in, you patch him through.
That would be epic.
That would be great.
Jake would love it. I got words.
Who's on line one?
Who's on line one? President Trump.
You kidding me?
Don.
All right, guys, come on.
It is time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrill.
Oh, jeez.
Parenting tips. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it is a cool Parenting Tips Thursday. What do you got for us?
Oh, hang on.
Put your pink glasses on. We're getting serious.
It's coming. Cool parenting tips.
Look at these glasses.
Cool parenting tips.
He doesn't have just a sheet anymore. It's like a full portfolio.
He's getting serious.
He does. He's upgraded here.
Wow.
He's upgraded.
It's not a joke. Enjoy being broke. It's not a joke.
It's the story of my life.
Enjoy being broke. Wow. Let your kids know the financial strain as a young adult will be the best times of their life.
Whoa.
It's not a joke.
You could do a whole show on this, Bill.
All right. I'm very curious where we're going.
Best times of your life. Like that. How to find food in the office. How to find... When I was a graduate assistant, you'd find out it was somebody's birthday in the ticket office and they had a cake there and you just show up. Hey, just checking on those... Oh, whoa. There's something here. Oh, God. It's better times like that. Happy hour. It used to be happy hours. You have enough money for one beer. You'd show up and eat 20 meatballs. It's in just embrace.
And here you are.
And here you are.
Embrace. And you're still healthy.
Me and Duke and Therese, we lived in a house in T-Town. And we lived in the basement, me and Duke.
You did?
But the ceiling was only 4 feet tall in the basement. That's where our boots. So when you walked down, you couldn't stand up.
You
couldn't stand up. And that's where we lived. And that's just, it was like, oh God, it was great. So it was 4 foot tall. I had a card table for a dresser. That's why I set up a card table for clothes on top. My parents, when they were young, so it's okay.
This is
embrace
incredible.
This.
You lived in T-Town?
When my parents were married, they played like, on the weekends, they'd play with friends like on a wooden floor, Jack's, and then they would steal toilet paper from a gas station. And like that, just because they didn't have enough money to get to have their own toilet paper. God, the stuff that you would do. But here is one, paying for gas with change.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine to go in and pay gas with change like that. Happened to me hundreds of times. Walk in, just have a wad of quarters. Here's what I got. Give me 425 on four. And my last one to talk
get you
about. My last one. I'm a graduate assistant at Kearney State College. I'm a football GA. Greg K, my good friends with the basketball GA. It's summertime. I'm walking through this little hallway where they're at, and they're all eating. They had a big pile of shaved ham and white bread, and they're eating these ham sandwiches. I'm like, oh my God. That looks incredible.
So hungry.
Greg goes, sit down, grab a sandwich. He goes, get a sandwich. That he goes, it's during camp. He goes, but you got a coach. I sat down, had an unbelievable giant ham sandwich, and then just went out on my own and started coaching high school players in basketball low post play. I never played the post in my life. I have no idea what I'm.
All of a sudden, film this.
I'm out there, and Jerry Heiser, the head coach at Kearney State College, walks by me. And he's like, all right, get down. I had no idea. And I did it for a ham sandwich. I just wanted a sandwich. I just hadn't eaten.
It was a basketball camp.
It was a basketball camp for high school kids.
Yeah, Jerry Heiser was the coach when Doc Farrell was the coach.
Absolutely.
At Hastings.
Yes, that was Tom Kropp was there.
Tom Kropp,
so
yeah.
Kropp would have been coaching with me. Tom Kropp.
Oh, that's
Tom Kropp.
Amazing.
Imagine looking over
you're
the,
coaching the post.
Imagine me, and I'm in the post. Hey, here you go. Ask for the ball. Get a hand up here. Give him a hand.
That was good.
I'm saying stuff like that,
you
too.
Knew what you were doing.
And Kropp's walking by me. Had to be going like, first of all, why is the football GA coaching low post basketball? Well, he wanted a ham sandwich.
He was hungry.
He wanted a ham sandwich.
You think if he knew that, he would understand instantly?
Yeah, I think. The power of the ham sandwich. Yeah, the power of that. Yeah. I think right away, he saw me later, he's kind of getting one of these, like, yeah, get down, man.
I think you could, I mean, Ron, first of all, has to be very proud of you because he taught you basketball. Well, I'm not surprised you could coach low post.
I probably had some idea, but
yeah,
I'm just saying, when you go to camp and you pay money, that's not the guy you're looking for. Who is it?
The footwork part would be.
Defense, palms up. Move your feet.
When we get a text from somebody that attended that camp.
I was there. It would have been about 1990, 91, no. Somewhere in that time.
They went on to lead Class A.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, it's not a joke.
Was it?
Enjoy being broke. Better times. Better times.
You lived in T-Town.
People worry so much about trying. You'll remember your times way better when you had to have that struggle. Sip, I know you had to find a way to get food at the Journal Star and at that or different places.
I was a master at it, too.
Yeah, you had to be.
Of course. Yeah.
Jake's like, look, Jake, this never happened to Jake.
No. I had scrounge for food. Not like that.
Yeah. Listen, Ben's weighing in. Ben's weighing in.
Ben's in the grease pole.
He says, I've never been that. Oh, see, you didn't live like me and Bill.
Yeah, it was a lifestyle.
No, and we had the big thing at the General Store was free popcorn would come in on Thursdays. Huge bags. Sometimes that was just my Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
just popcorn. Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you did.
This is popcorn.
Anything
in
the text line, Jake?
We have some response from people here. Let's see. Gator says, nothing makes me more excited than when someone emails the whole office, quote, donuts in the lounge.
Yeah. Anything like that. Yeah. Anything that came about, it was like, it was unbelievable. If you got wind of something, there's some food somewhere.
It was definitely when I was an intern at the foundation and a couple other places, and it's like, oh, donuts?
Yeah.
Cake?
Anything.
Brownies?
Yeah, brownies.
No. I'm taking care of till 3.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or, this is my day.
3 o'clock.
Hey, Mike, can you sit in on this conference? We're going to cater in lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do I have to do? I have to stuff some envelopes and take notes? Yeah,
yeah.
I can do that
for a sandwich.
This is a
low post
run.
Play at Kearney State College.
I get that. I definitely get that.
Some more response here. Tommy says, I was broke in my 20s. I was working at my Walmart and became friends with the manager of Subway. She used to hook me up with a few loaves of bread a day with and meat and cheese. She was an absolute saint.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your life gets saved by someone like that, that looked after you in some time of dire need. Mm-hmm. George Darwin, so now everyone gets fed at the university. Everyone eats for free. Full meal, full buffet. It's incredible. Line.
Now everyone gets fed.
They all get fed. We got nothing. George Darwin figured that out, that we didn't get any money. So George just changed up and he goes, I won't eat over there. I'll ask for a to-go meal. So George would have asked for a to-go meal, and they'd make him two sandwiches, some food, and whatever. That, and I'd go over and pick it up for him in a bag. And then the guy kind of figured out that what was going on. He'd load it up. But George would not go eat at the training table so that I could get a sandwich.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I could get a sandwich.
God bless him.
Yeah. So that's better times.
Way better. You in T-Town is better times.
My mom freaked out.
I bet.
When she saw where I live. Because talk about a death trap. I mean, for a fire? Are you kidding me?
I mean. Oh, and a fort. Yeah, not.
You just wake up disoriented.
And
decide to stand up.
Yeah. And there's no. And there was no windows. There's no windows down there. Going down there.
So you were in the Hartley neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah. It was. Yeah, I loved it.
4-foot ceiling.
Yeah, I loved it. One time we came out. We always took our shoes off outside the house, and someone stole all our shoes. We came out the next day. Everyone's shoes were gone. It's like, well, what happened? Someone stole our shoes. Well, I gotta find some new shoes.
Damn it.
How many did they take? All of them. There's six pairs.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Some response before please. YouTube. Brian says, ramen burritos in college, 10-cent packs of ramen and a pack of burritos that would last a week.
Oh, yeah. Ramen was huge. Macaroni was huge.
Better times.
Noodles for sure.
So just tell your kids it's okay.
Oh, matter 100%.
In fact, you really need that strain in your life.
Mm-hmm.
If everything is just Xanadu, you don't know that. So my deal was always cashews. I'm like, one day I'm going to have enough money to buy cashews.
Yep.
And I'd walk by them all the time, like, don't have that. I can get this, got that. Cashews tasted better back then. They don't taste the same now.
No.
They don't taste the same. I can buy cashews now. They don't taste the same. It's not as big a deal.
I think that's 100%
true. Cashews specifically.
What's that?
That it's cashews.
Well, I like cashews, but they were so much pricier.
Right.
I mean, it was just the expense was like you'll go, $2.69 for a bag of cashews. That's what I eat on for 3 days.
Huge upgrade over peanuts is what he's talking.
Huge upgrade over peanuts. Yeah, and it's like I'd love to someday live that lifestyle.
Yeah,
I'd like to live the cashew lifestyle.
Now you are.
No, I kind of am. I can get cashews.
You can get some cashews.
I can get cashews.
Yeah, and I totally understand where you're coming from.
That is a wonderful edition of Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. A cool parenting tip.
A cool parenting tip.
It's good stuff, Bill.
It's beautiful, Ben. Thank you. I hope you listen. Well, Ben's very well to do. So.
Ben's already said it. Ben's wearing $150 pair of shoes right now.
This doesn't apply to you.
He said just in college, spending $150 on a pair of shoes. That was rent for a couple months.
No.
It wouldn't happen.
No, yeah. I would call my mom and dad for money. My dad would always say no. My mom maybe would sneak me a little bit. My mom, I'd be like, Mom, I'm down. I have Cheerios. That's all I got. Okay, I'll send you 50. All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Helps out. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-568. Have a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. 3-0 the record this week. 3-0 for Sip and Bill. And today, Schaefer's helping out. Schaefer's helping out on a throwback Thursday.
Don't be nervous, Schaefer.
It's more of a...
It's like a hair in front of me right now.
We know how this goes in football season.
It's not from me.
No, it's not from you.
In football season, it's Thursday night football teams.
Can you see it?
And look who... Schaefer's donning the Vikings shirt because the Vikings play tonight. So...
The Rams.
You want him as your lifeline today, and he is your lifeline. Vikings, Rams, all-time leaders.
Tribute
today.
Schaefer, you just got the layup. Got your dream. Or it's just more pressure.
I think it's more pressure. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the takedown Sip and Schaefer today in Shut Up, Sipple. Again, the topic, Vikings and Rams, all-time leaders. They're playing tonight on Thursday Night Football. And Schaefer is intimidating you if you're watching with his Viking shirt on.
I like that.
He says, bring it.
Purple. Yeah, you've got this one.
Just look closely related to Grimace right now. That's how intimidating
Grimace from McDonald's. Okay. Sip, how do you feel about Vikings and Rams?
Pretty good.
Okay. We got our caller is Kent. Do you feel good about Vikings and Rams all-time leaders today?
Well, Jake, I'm a lifetime Vikings fan.
I'm doing yours.
I got fantasy football longer than I should have, so I hope so.
Can you hear us? Kent is a lifelong Vikings fan.
All right, Kent. Okay, here we go.
They're going to win tonight?
Well, I'm hoping. The Vikes are favored by 3, so let's see what they can get done. They need to rebound like off that game last week, that's for sure.
Okay.
He sounds like Bud Grant.
He does. He's
locked in. You're in trouble, Sip. First question.
I'll take that for a compliment.
Goes to Kent. Kent, who has the most receiving yards in Vikings history with 12,383 yards with the franchise?
That would be the Hall of Famer, Chris Carter.
Brilliant. Pretty easy one there.
You might go Randy Moss. There, he's just behind.
Yeah. We're talking about an organization loaded with wide receivers.
Yeah,
give me a couple more.
Well, you have Chris Carter, Anthony Carter, Randy Moss, Justin Jefferson.
AC.
And then you even go down the list, and it's Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs.
Pretty good.
I mean, my entire lifetime, they've had good wide receivers.
That is good.
AC, Anthony Carter.
Yep. 1-0 lead for Kent. Sip, first question to you. Who has the most receiving yards in Rams history with 14,109 yards with the franchise?
Wow.
What's a lot of yards?
It's got to go back to the show.
Go ahead.
I've got a name.
Please.
Holt.
Who guessed that? Schaefer?
Holt.
You guessed Holt?
No, he did. That's okay. That's all right.
Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt's a good.
Yeah, I think that was a
Torrey
good.
Torrey Holt is second.
I mean, there's two guys.
He's second.
Torrey Holt is second. Kent, do you want that or
give
not?
Give him a hint.
Well, I had two guys in mind.
Took one off the board.
And they took one of them, of course. And I didn't reveal this, but I'm an original season ticket holder for the St. Louis Rams. I believe that person would be Mr. Isaac Bruce.
Those were the two.
You guys are in a pickle.
Isaac Bruce is
right in a pickle.
Torrey Holt was just behind him. It was not a bad guess at all.
Fine. Good job. No, it's fine.
Yes. 2-0 lead for Kent now for the win. Up 2-0. Kent, last question. Who has the most rushing yards in Rams history with 10,138 yards with the franchise?
Layup.
Rams history.
Rams.
It's two guys. I'm going to go with the guy that played longer for the Rams than the other, and I think that's Steven Jackson.
Oh, wouldn't have got it. Wasn't Dickerson?
Dickerson second, but Steven Jackson is corrected. Wow, Kent was locked in.
So we had a season a Vikings fan and a season ticket holder to the Rams call in.
It was it looked good for you guys until Kent called in.
Well, look, give Kent the bagel.
Maybe that's illegal.
Kent, you deserve bagels
today,
Kent. You
get two dozen.
Kent. Yeah,
dominated.
Well done today.
Two
nice
dozen
win.
Bagels. Yes, two dozen
on
bagels.
Us.
Nice win, Kent. Congratulations.
Yes. But can he coach the low post?
Yeah, that's a good. That's the big question. Can he do that? That is
for
unknown.
A ham sandwich.
That's unknown. All right, last question, then we'll give Bill the tiebreaker here. Zip. Adrian Peterson is first all-time in rushing yards for the Vikings with 11,747 yards. Who is second with 6,000?
Chuck Foreman.
818 yards. The guess is Chuck Foreman. That is not correct.
Really?
Schaefer, who would you want to guess that one?
Okay, so second leading rusher all-time. Is it Robert Smith?
Yeah.
Brilliant! Robert Smith is correct.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah.
This goes,
I still would have guessed. Was, but
I would have probably went Foreman over
Smith. I would have
went
Foreman, yeah.
Because I don't think of Smith as just like strictly running the ball. They threw it to him a lot, too.
I didn't know he was that good.
Robert Smith, former Ohio State.
He was very good. He retired early. I mean, yeah, he was probably on the path of being...
8-year guy?
Yeah.
Something like that?
I think he was one of the early concussions spooked him, and he was done.
This is for Bill, tiebreaker. How many regular season rushing touchdowns did Adrian Peterson have in 10 seasons with the Vikings?
Oh, wow, 10. I thought maybe like 1 year.
Now, I'll give you a hint. He played 8 full seasons. 2 seasons were very, very short with injury. So basically, you're going off of 8 seasons here.
8 seasons.
Regular season rushing touchdown.
114.
Ooh, Schaefer, go ahead.
I think it's slightly over that.
Tip.
Let's see. 8 season. I'll say slightly under that.
He had 97 rushing touchdowns, which is still very, very good.
Yes.
In 8 seasons, essentially. 10 seasons there, 2 were injured. All right,
scored 97 touchdowns.
That's pretty solid.
In the NFL.
He had 18 1 year, I'm pretty sure. He's a good player.
He was a beast.
That was a dude.
Beast.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Beast at OU. They can use him right now. 4-3 Oklahoma going to Ole Miss to play that defense. Ole Miss has a defense.
Yeah. It won't be good.
No, they play.
I can't imagine that vibe in the locker room with the they talked about in the Texas game. They never considered pulling the quarterback. And then the next week they're going back to him.
Yep.
And so it just doesn't make
sense. Okay, well, Oklahoma get 14 points. That's the question.
You'd have to think so, because you can kind of dumb into 14.
They're a pretty rough team.
Nebraska did not dumb into 14.
Did happen last week.
That was an inadvertent commentary.
I know.
The spillover was Schaefer's next.
Just pointing it out.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.